Blog Talk Radio. Good day, everyone. This is the Wellness Coaches on Blog Talk Radio. Marilyn Jess here, certified wellness coach, to be joined momentarily by Tatiana Aben, also certified wellness coach. As we move into the unofficial start of summer, I want to say what a joy it has been to connect with Coach Tatiana over these years that we've been doing the show. I never really think shared how Tatiana and I met, but we met online, and I think it's one of the most wondrous things about the internet, that you can happen upon someone and make a connection, and here we are over 2 years later doing our show, The Wellness Coaches. So listeners, we're going to jump right into the show in just a few minutes, and I want to remind you, if you want to call in live, if you're listening live today, your number is area code 917-889-9079. And I have the chat room open. If you go to blogtalkradio.com/thewellnesscoaches, you'll see a portal there for the chat if you want to get into our chat room and ask your question there or make your comments. Tatiana, good morning.
Hello, everyone, and I hope our connection is all right today. Just again, the technology it can make us great joy and sometimes drive us crazy. But I'm very thrilled to be here. I'm thrilled to introduce our guest. He's here with us now, live from Mallorca, Spain. His name is Devon, and I'll introduce him in just 1 second. Do we have anything else, Marilyn, before we get going?
Yeah, we do. I have a little story to share, Devon, while you're on the line with us. And that is, as a wellness coach, we have to keep up our certification. And one way we do that is we listen to classes online. And I listened to a class, I would probably say over a year ago, from a coach who is also an NLP practitioner. And we'll explain what that is momentarily. But after the class, you know, my curiosity was sort of raised there. And I'm really hoping in today's show you're going to take my curiosity up another notch, because I felt like there was just so much more to learn about NLP and how it helps people and how it works into the coaching process. So I am so excited that you're joining us today. So take it away, Tatiana.
Okay. Well, Devon has been a great background to the show today. In his 20s, he worked as a personal fitness trainer and judo coach. At age 25, Devon survived an armed robbery with a gunshot narrowly missing his head. This near-death experience became a defining moment for him. He decided from then on to make every moment of life count, not because you never know when it may be over, but because he believes that every experience counts for something valuable. Devon's only enemy is mediocrity. He says, life is not mediocre, nor should we be. There's always more to us than we grow up believing about ourselves. We're always capable of more than we think, because we are more than we think we are. Devon declares that he loves seeing the lights come on inside his clients as they actualize more of their potential and true purpose. He's been traveling to learn from teachers and consciousness researchers on almost all the continents since 1998. After a few years of assimilating knowledge and skills that stem from modern science through to ancient wisdom, Devon stumbled upon NLP and Ericksonian hypnotherapy. Since then, he's been immersing himself in understanding these profound models of human behavior, which have equipped him to work with individuals and groups, facilitating change, growth, and healing. Devon provides internationally recognized NLP coaching and hypnotherapy certification training in Mallorca, Spain, as well as South Africa. He's a developer of the Mindful Power and Authentic Self-Empowerment Programs, which we're going to let you know more about towards the end of the show. So welcome today, Devon.
And thank you very much for your warm welcome, both Marilyn and Tatiana. I'm looking forward to sharing with your listeners the gems that NLP offer, the world of coaching, and more specifically, wellness coaching. This is my heart stuff, and I share it passionately.
So, yeah, just to get us a little bit, just to put us all on the same page, how would you describe NLP for those who are new to it? What the essence of that?
Those who are new to it, I would say NLP is an operator's manual for using your mind. It's a way of understanding how people do what they do, essentially, and how to upgrade what you do when you'd like to do better. So NLP really is a way of establishing what drives our thoughts, feelings, and behaviors at the unconscious level, because we recognize that all our thoughts, feelings, and behaviors are motivated by unconscious processes. Now, what's unique to the field of NLP in terms of coaching, I would suggest, is that we're able to appeal to the unconscious processing in an individual and affect changes at that level, so that I love Marilyn's metaphor early on when we were introducing ourselves. If you're going to get the elephant to go in a certain direction, you've got to appeal to the elephant. You can't just say to the driver or the person sitting on the elephant's back, go this way or go that way, because it's all good for that person to want to go in a certain direction. If you want the elephant to go in another direction, you need to get the elephant to do that. And NLP is all about motivation. How would you get that elephant to change direction if it was going in the wrong way? And that translates into our behavior, translates into everything we do. We're driven by unconscious impulses. NLP is a way of understanding what those are and how to work with them.
And what are some of the most helpful applications of NLP if we would like to start from a very everyday kind of mindset and say, you know, I'd like a better job, I'd like to be thin, I want to feel better, I want everyone to like me, and so forth. Let's start from that sort of whiny voice inside of our heads, kind of dissatisfied and grumpy. How would NLP, or what are some of the most helpful things that NLP is doing?
Well, that whiny voice, Tatiana, I think a lot of people can relate to that. It might be whiny for some, it might be commanding for another. And for some people, it's a voice inside their heads, and for others, it's a voice that comes from outside or above them, as if somebody's talking down to them. And as NLP practitioners or coaches, we listen very carefully for how people describe what their problem or challenging situation is. And if I can play with this voice idea, I once had a client who had that kind of internal dialogue going on that wasn't saying very nice things to her, and it was causing her to have panic attacks. And as a result of panic attacks in her work situation, business wasn't going too well. So in one session, what we did was I identified how she hears that voice inside her head, and I got her to change the location of that voice. We simply moved it from speaking down to her from her left to the location of her right little toe, and we changed its commanding tonality to that of a squeaky mini mouse. Now she got to listen to what that internal dialogue was, but in the tonality of a squeaky mini mouse. And of course, she couldn't take it serious anymore, and as a result of that, never had another panic attack, and business is better. So NLP is fun, it's effective, it works with how our unconscious mind works. And for that matter, change can be very rapid and sustainable.
Well, that's amazing. Well, then, what do you think?
I think that voice is a brilliant idea. You know, Javon, I wanted to also mention that the first time that I heard about NLP was from Tony Robbins. So I don't know, has he had any influence on you? He said something really profound in one of his tapes that I listened to about making an image or a memory, turning it from color into black and white and shrinking it, if it, you know, so to speak, in order to you know, loosen its grip on you. If something were holding you back, the way you think about it really has such power. So I wonder if you could comment on Tony Robbins, if you had any exposure to him.
Well, my exposure to Anthony Robbins is via the internet, books, and I've not been to any of his live trainings. His approach is very different from that with whom I'm studying. Nonetheless, he is inspired by NLP to a big way, and you've just given a good example of working with what we in NLP refer to as submodalities. Submodalities are the building blocks of how we give meaning to our experience. In other words, we know in various schools of psychology, that is, that we respond more to our internal representations of things than to what's really going on out there. And our internal representations appeal to us in the form of pictures and sounds and feelings. And Tony's example is working with one of those pictures, making it dull and dim, and changing the dynamics of how one sees that internal representation changes its impact on you. And when you change one little submodality, for example, making a picture bright and close and fading that out and pushing it off into the distance, then suddenly it has a very different impact on you. People, for example, who have a fear of public speaking, any kind of public address, will often see a big picture that's up close of an event or the look in somebody's eye, perhaps, and it's right in front of them and it's intimidating them. And you can play with NLP in that way. I'd say to this person, why don't you just push that picture off into the distance, make it dull and, you know, fade it out like a TV channel when you're adjusting one of those old television sets and it goes out of the station and gets all fuzzy and snowy and so you can hardly see the picture anymore. Repeat that process a couple of times, and that becomes their new internal representation of the situation. And it doesn't have a negative effect on them anymore. Hence, the person's able to attend the meeting, give the public talk, or whatever it might be. And that's just playing with submodalities, which is just one of the NLP ideas.
Yeah, I found that one particularly effective and one that I've actually used. And I have to say it removes a lot of fear, and the way you talk to yourself about, you know, certain experiences really has such an effect. And as coaches, we recommend that our clients start looking at things from different perspectives too. And I think it's just a natural fit. So I'm really glad that you you described that so beautifully. So Tatiana, back to you.
My I guess a burning question for the Wellness Coaches Show, now that we've got you here with us, is the application then of an NLP or a few examples of NLP as applied to wellness, where we might feel defeated, frustrated, or maybe just that we're not living our best self or living our most authentic self, if the way our habits are not, I'm not sure the word, I guess, empowering us to be our best selves. And I'd love to hear some of your thoughts. How NLP and wellness come together?
Well, I think they go hand in hand, to be honest. I call myself a wellness coach also and do that kind of coaching with people using NLP. In other words, helping them to become more energized and to be able to deal with any kind of life challenges. I think when we're well, I use the acronym WELL as wonderfully energetic, loving life. And when we're well, we're able to bring more of ourselves, our authentic selves, to each and every moment of life. And, of course, in so doing, we're able to perform better and feel better. And NLP is wonderful for that because what it does is it helps us to understand how we do what we do in terms of our thinking and processing. And it helps us to understand others better, too. And when we're able to decode what the unconscious mind or subconscious mind, same thing, is doing and facilitate change at the appropriate level of consciousness in the unconscious mind, then we're able to affect the various systems of the body in that way. So, for example, if you had a client as a coach now who's unwell, they're lacking energy or vitality or they're not able to focus, headaches or whatever, fatigue, who knows. And as you listen to them, you'll hear specifically how they're creating those internal representations. And you might even hear in their language how they hold certain negative or unwanted beliefs about themselves or their healing potential. It's then possible to help them to create changes around that based on the language that the client's using. You can use their words. And we find that very important in our field of coaching because unless we use the words the client gives us, we don't light up the same neural networks where their problem exists. And if we don't light up their neural net where their limiting belief or negative emotion is running around in their nervous system, affecting the other systems of the body, then it's as if we can do a great piece of change work, but it just doesn't hold at the level of consciousness where it needs to kind of snap in to make all the difference that it can. So we're very big on the language. That's the linguistic part of NLP and how it affects the brain and the nervous system and therefore how that has an impact on the body, how we program essentially the body from cells through to spirit through language. And that's the language that we use to understand what's going on in the world around us in terms of pictures, and in terms of how things sound, and in terms of how things feel predominantly.
It sounds a little bit like, well, underneath a habit or a pattern, there's a greater truth. And we're going to try probably to get down also to open up a greater truth or a new pattern that could emerge of how you're sort of showing up for yourself in the world, working, you know, really on a deeper level. Is that about what that is?
I think so. A deeper truth resonates with me. I believe who we really are, our authentic selves, is somebody who's bursting with potential, who's capable of much more than we think we are. Because the way we think and what we think about ourselves, our life and others, is determined by neurological filters. These are the filtering systems that we have. Some people say we're born with them, and most others will agree that many of our neurological filters, like beliefs and values, are programmed into our awareness through our well-meaning caregivers throughout our lives, and especially in those young and tender imprint years, the first 7 years of our life. We then form these filters, and these filters determine how we experience our internal representations. And when one identifies in one's language which filters they're using to create their personal realities, then you can help them to change that so that they can reconnect with that deeper truth that sort of resides within them, within all those filters. So we help clients to see through and go beyond those filtering systems so that they can connect more truthfully with who they really are.
Do you have a couple of examples that you brought along today?
When you say examples of sessions with clients? Or?
I'd say some client success stories, the realizations that might have come through their work or ways in which they were able to make some changes on a deeper level.
I have, well, published on my website quite a few client testimonials, and It's quite interesting what people can say. I don't want to go around bragging by just reading these I'm just reading one about a teenager now. Here one client says, my teenage son reported that Siobhan helped him to erase his fear of failure regarding his schoolwork. He now actually enjoys studying and believes in himself. Thank you from a mum.
I have
a few like that. Having worked with clients who bring all sorts of problems. Here's a woman that couldn't drive. She has such a fear of driving. I'm doing much better. The people at work cannot actually believe that I'm driving myself. Thanks a lot for your time. And it goes on. I'm not going to go and read all these testimonials now, Tatiana. But what's interesting is that there's so many great things that have been said about NLP by many others who are credible in the field of psychology. People like, for example, Psychology Today magazine says NLP is the most powerful vehicle for change in the 21st century. Oprah said, NLP helps me to manage audiences and motivate them. It's just amazing. And Time magazine said, NLP is one of the biggest breakthroughs in the technology of achievement and human excellence. And since we spoke about him, Anthony Robbins said, I built my sales career from zero to becoming the world's best motivator by using NLP. So it's out there, it's being used, and a lot of people are not giving credit to the field of NLP. They're simply using it, they've learned it somewhere along the line, and they're integrating it into what they do. and getting good results, I guess.
Wow. What do you think?
Well, I think we're just actually, Jevon, starting to scratch the surface of what the mind can do. And Tatiana, as we know, our coaching guru, I guess, Margaret Moore, would she be called our guru, Tatiana? She's just co-written a book called Organizing Your Mind, which, goes at it from another angle. But I really believe that the way research is going today, we are just scratching the surface of learning how the mind works. So, Jevon, I really applaud you for being at the head of the pack and working with so many people and getting the results you're getting. So, bravo to you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Would you have any words words from the wise? In a lot of our guests, that come on the show would sort of like to share a main message with the audience, saying, please don't. The most important things to know about NLP from your point of view, also to warn against anything that might be inappropriate or misguiding. So do you have any special words of the wise that you brought today from you?
Okay, words from the wise, but I'll just give my point of view. I don't wrap myself up among wise in any case. People would probably want to be a bit cautious sometimes. There have been many criticisms against NLP. And when I've explored who those critics are, it's come across to me that most critics of NLP have never undergone any formal NLP training, or they've learned it from someone who uses NLP mainly for personal gain. NLP language, for example, the language patterns in NLP can be extremely influential, and there are unethical people who take advantage of this, especially in sales. NLP is a powerful tool, and tools can be used to build things as well as break things. So put into the right hands, NLP can be the difference that makes the difference when it comes to healing, overcoming limiting beliefs and emotional reactions, as well as improving motivation levels and enhancing performance. If a predominant amount of your listeners are interested in wellness or wellness coaching, I define wellness as not only an absence of disease, but a state of well-being, harmony, and vitality in mind, body, and spirit. Now, this definition of wellness is something that everyone wants, as far as I'm concerned. NLP is a proven way to achieving and maintaining wellness. So if you're going to learn NLP, then I would suggest you get direct training from a certified NLP trainer whose approach resonates with you, because there's so many out there, and many people are doing different things, and there's so many different schools and emphases in NLP. You can learn it from books, but like learning dancing or martial arts, NLP too cannot be learned solely from a book. It can be learned from watching videos, but I would say that supervision is imperative when it comes to putting your new skills to practice, because otherwise you'll go out there and you could just do one thing slightly wrong, and that could make a big difference. And we know in NLP, just changing a small thing like the way in which a person sees a picture in terms of their internal representations has a huge impact on their current experience. So I would suggest any new practitioner of NLP make sure that as they're putting their things, their new skills, their techniques to practice, that they've got a trainer who's supervising them or a qualified NLP coach to show them the way. In fact, one class of NLP has arisen to help people achieve their wellness-related goals, and that's called HNLP or Humanistic NLP. And HNLP relies less on the techniques and uses intrinsic coaching processes to affect change at the optimal level of consciousness for it to be both rapid and sustainable. And HNLP is really what I specialize in, making that connection with people. And you never know how far that goes. I was intrigued to hear that the two of you, Marilyn and Tatiana, met some time ago online. You started some form of communication, And look where you are today with over 200 listeners on this call. I think that's phenomenal. So you never really know how far a change will go. And in the end, it all came down to communication.
Definitely. And I think what our listeners are going to want to hear more about is where they can find more about you and what you're offering, what you're offering, and what's going on in your world as coming up this summer and ongoing.
Well, I'm running a training here in New York starting in just a few days' time, so it's a bit too late to sign up for that one, but we'll be doing it next year again, and in South Africa too, where we run these NLP, HNLP coach trainings annually. And on my website, I give away a bunch of free stuff. I write articles on NLP. There's some training videos, audio programs. It's my passion to share the stuff, get the message out there. I live on this tiny little island in the Mediterranean, so I don't want to keep it all here. So from Mallorca going out into the world, that's what my website's for. And if you'd like to go and grab all the free NLP-related resources and personal development tools that I give away, it's on javondangeli.com. And when you get there, click on the resources header up top, and it'll take you through to this. I do also offer a wellness coach training online, and that's based on NLP as well. So if anybody was interested in wellness coach certification, then just go to my website, wellness coach certification training, you'll find it there, and that might be interesting to some people.
Wow, sounds perfect. Sounds great, and I think that you're doing a great service to a lot of people. And I'm a big fan of your newsletter, by the way. I actually read it word for word. It's one of the few newsletters I read from beginning to end. So there you go. You've got a fan on this end.
And that would be the monthly personal development tip that I send out.
Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
It's you can really use it. I mean, you can really take it out and use it. You can really think about it and use it. I completely agree. It's really great. But keep it up.
NLP is practical. And I like to demystify things and to take complex processes and make them user-friendly for the lay people. And that's what those monthly personal development tips are all about. They're not just some inspiration. They're tools you can apply in your life straight away. So I'm glad you're enjoying them. Thank you.
Yes. Okay, Marilyn, we're wrapping up. I always look at the clock. I think, my goodness, how can a half an hour go so quickly?
So, it surely does. And I want to thank you, Javon, again. I posted up on my Twitter feed and on our Facebook page a link to your website so people can just go to Wellness Coaches on Facebook or Marilyn Jess on Twitter and find that. So great. And I hope you get a flood of visitors after our show. Thank you. I want to remind
thank
our
you
listeners.
So much, Marilyn.
You're welcome. I want to remind our listeners that our next live broadcast will be on June 17th, and we actually have a dating expert, a relationship expert on our show, and I don't want to give away too much of that because it's going to be an exciting subject. We'll be doing one show in June 17th, and then we kick off July 1st with workplace wellness, and then on July 15th with Ellen Hughes, who is a clinical hypnotist. And we'll talk about the role of clinical hypnosis and wellness. Unless you think it doesn't belong there, it does. So, Tatiana, I want to sign off for today and remind our listeners to tune into our archive, The Wellness Coaches on Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye, everyone, and make this a well week.
Thank you, Devon, for being with us. Have a great day.
Thank you, ladies. Bye-bye.
Bye.